interesting press release out from Game and Fish this week. Halloween decorations may attract wildlife. And it's got a picture of two javelina munching away on a pumpkin somebody had on their front doorstep.
Caught in the action.
Pumpkins and other edible decorations are easy meals for wildlife, often attracting javelinas, coyotes, deers, and bears, said Mike DeLong, Arizona Game and Fish Wildlife Education Program Manager.
And how about the hay bales that some people put out? They make very comfortable bedding for bobcats. All right, it's open hour. We had a few people load up some calls here in the last half hour. I got on a soapbox, got a little distracted. We didn't get to some callers. We have open lines if you want to jump in, 1-888-767-4348. Before I go to the callers, let me say a couple more things about the APS rate charge. Look, folks, there's no sense in getting riled up. This is the wave of the future. This is how power distribution's going to be handled on the power grid all across the nation, okay? I mean, we all like our air conditioning in the summer, right? I mean, you know, we're delivered a huge amount of convenience through the wires that are connected to the APS generation stations and connected to our house. We just have to be prepared to change the way we've been consuming it. And I feel particularly exposed here because I've had you shift all to one particular way of consuming. You are going to have to change. And we'll keep you posted on that between now and when the rate change goes into full effect in May. You're going to have to be able to look into it and buy smart. Last thing I want to say before we go to Patty and Roger, Roger's calling from Williams, is I'm going to get on my second soapbox, help wanted. Help wanted. If you're listening to Rosie on the House this morning and you're in the trades, and we have a lot of people in the trades listening to our program every Saturday, and you're not exactly happy with where you are right now at work, there isn't a Rosie on the House certified contractor in the state of Arizona that isn't hiring right now. Right now. So if you want to work for the best of the best, and rather than just have a job, develop a career track in your industry, consider logging on to rosieonthehouse.com. Maybe you want to move. Maybe you're a handyman down in Tucson that would like to be a remodeling superintendent in Prescott. I know Tom Riley at Renovations would interview you right now. He would, if you would call his office, he would interview you right now. And maybe you relocate up into the Prescott, Yavapai County area. That's just one option. So help wanted all across the board at Rosie House, including now, Rosie on the House Remodeling. We are desperate for a kitchen and bath designer. Experienced kitchen and bath designer. Desperate.
You say he would interview you right now. It may not be this exact moment. I mean, everybody is so maxed. He may not have an opening to see you for 3.5 weeks.
he'll make an opening for a job interview.
A proper job interview, this is hours if you're looking for somebody to take over as your lead foreman. I mean, the after effect of not having a great qualified person that to your company on a 10-year time frame of warranty callbacks is devastating. So there's Pal, P-A-H-L is his first name. You think you'd say that, Pal?
Okay, all right.
Pal. He lives in Dewey. He's been pouring concrete for 28 years, 14 in Arizona. Said, I wouldn't mind a winter job out of Dewey in the valley for pouring concrete.
Oh, all right. Good. Very good. Very good. Well, let's see if we can get to the phones. Let's take Patty first. We've got Patty and Roger. Patty, good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning.
How are you, dear?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Very good. Very good.
Okay, so my question is, we have a 5-year-old new build home.
Okay.
In Goodyear, and it's a solar community, so we have solar, and so it's really well insulated, very, very nicely done. But we put in a pool a year ago that has in-floor cleaning. So since that, our solar is no longer covering our electrical usage.
Okay.
And we have the APS, and we're on the good plan, and okay. We're grandfathered into that, so we can stay on the 7 p.m. plus for the lower. So I'm trying to figure out how, if super cooling next summer would be something we should do, and how do we... My husband's kind of nervous about it. He thinks our bills are going to go up. So.
Well, I can literally produce for your husband hundreds of actual power bills that people have mailed to me at my office with thank yous. I never knew I could save this much money. I never knew I could live this cool in the middle of the summer, this comfortable for this cheap. So what we have to do, Patty, it's getting a little bit more complicated because you've got solar, you have a current well-built home with the swimming pool that's going to want to operate the in-floor cleaning system in peak periods. So I don't know how we're going to handle it, but we're going to have to develop some way we can take personal looks at each individual's invoice, analyze it, and get back to you. But you've got solar. It's got to be handling 80 to 90% of your bill. Roger, I promise you're up next calling from Williams. When we get back after this short commercial break, bottom of the hour, catch up.